This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Now, before we talk about the protests and riots that are ravaging our country, let me say a few things. First, I'm colorblind when it comes to race. Be it social, business, or even personal, I really don't give a second thought to race or ethnicity. Basically, I perceive people for what they are, not what their appearance is. I believe that most people understand right from wrong and are interested in contributing to society wherever they can and enjoying their lives without hurt or malice toward other human beings. Now, some would probably say I'm naive about these things, but I don't think so. So where are we in America today? First, we saw the horrifying images of a police officer with his knee on a man's neck while he basically extinguished his life. Now, did anyone try and defend the actions of that police officer? No. Did most everyone call for his firing? Yes, and that happened rather swiftly. Did most everyone demand he be arrested and charged in that case? Yes, and that too happened rather quickly. So why are we in the situation we're in today? As I observe the senseless violence that's gripping the major cities of our country, I can't help thinking that on the heels of the COVID-19 pandemic, this could be the start of the demise of the American way of life. What possible position are these protesters trying to put forward when it includes breaking windows, looting stores, stealing big screen TVs, and yes, literally killing people? I haven't a clue, and I doubt they have one either. Somehow we've gone back to the same old Black Lives Matter protest scenario. Well, I personally believe that all lives matter. I'm at a loss what some big city mayors and state governors are thinking when they acquiesce to mob violence and start making radical changes to benefit a certain ethnic group. So today it's Black Lives Matter. Tomorrow it may be Hispanic Lives Matter. Perhaps Oriental Lives Matter. And as we've seen recently on the news, Native American Lives Matter. And at some time in the future, White Lives Matter. The truth is, they all matter. It's really as simple as that. However, if we start responding with major changes to our way of life to every ethnic group that protests, well, isn't that the textbook definition of racism? When we start making policy and decisions based upon the color of someone's skin? And of course, if we capitulate to one race's demands, how can we not embrace all other races' demands? Well, it's a slippery slope and one that our founders never could have imagined. We need to get back to being Americans, period. Can we make changes in how we deal with certain situations? Absolutely. But to make wholesale changes simply because we have individuals who are willing to break windows, ransack buildings, steal everything in sight, and yes, even kill people, well, that simply means the end of society as we know it. Finally, a quick word about police. Support them now because they're the thin blue line that stand between us and total outright anarchy. Defund them at your peril. Thank goodness those that are in charge of our community will not tolerate such a ridiculous idea. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.